Good morning, everybody. It's a privilege to be here today. I'm Commander David Smith. I'm a sociologist and a professor at the Naval Academy. Much of my research as a sociologist focuses on military families and the intersection of gender, work, and family. And today I'm going to talk to you just a few minutes about some of my experiences in conducting research with dual military couples. For full disclosure, I'm married to a military woman, and we've been in a dual military couple, a relationship until she recently retired a few years ago. So some of these are my own personal experiences as well, but the research tends to back it up. I'll try to tie it into, I think, in many ways, the same thing that we do for our own units, the way we expect to lead people. We need to do use some of the same principles when we do it with our families. So with one of my research participants, they told me as we were talking about how they were balancing kids and family and work, it's really not about balance, it's about setting priorities. And it really resonated with me as I look back at my own experiences and talking with others that it really is about setting priorities, and something that we are very good at in the military. We learn it at a very young age and we apply it in all sorts of settings. And certainly our family is another place that it would be very valuable. Personally, I think as I talk about work family, I shudder a little bit at the term balance, because I don't think there truly is a balance, so to speak, out there. It's more about integration of two different domains that don't always intersect very well. So to me, it's about fit. It's about finding your fit, and prioritization is really helping us to do that, I think. So three key principles here I will talk about, and again, these are leadership principles that you've all heard before. Communication. The first thing in any marriage, any long-term enduring relationship to be successful, you have to have good communication, and that needs to start from the outset. Many dual military couples in particular, they're like, wow, this is really complicated. I'm not really sure what we're going to do. How are we going to do it? I don't know. We'll figure it out along the way. No way to go into battle. And if you approach it as going into combat, I think you'll be much more successful. So sit down, set expectations, figure out what are our priorities, and negotiate them right off at the beginning. Those certainly will change. Those priorities will change, and there will be a renegotiation over time, but that's expected, right? We always have to be flexible as we go into combat. How do you define success? Be upfront again about, is it about family? Is it about work? What are your goals? What are my goals? And then how do we bring those together in a way that helps us to be successful in both domains? We're really good as military officers at planning. You got to do the same thing as a dual military couple. Plan, plan, plan. And most couples do this very, very well, almost to the point of being too strict and too stringent with themselves and others that we can't deviate from the plan when something changes. So be flexible and realistic. Communicate to your chain of command. Much as you would expect of your own people, do it for yourselves. You have to be open and honest with your chain of command. They can't help you if you don't give them the information. Your assignment officers. No matter what service you're in, we all deal with assignment officers on our next set of orders, and co-location is so critical and important to dual military couples. You have to be open and honest with them as well. Knowledge information. I talk a lot with dual military folks about the fact that we have to be good consumers of information, understand where fact separates from fiction, know the policies. There are lots of policies that govern our lives, and certainly with family, there's a lot of policies that can help us. Co-location policies, pregnancy policies, there's all sorts of them that we have to understand before we can go out there. Priorities, again, back to strategies. I could talk, we will at our workshop probably talk at more length about this, but certainly every couple has a very different strategy. One of the ones that I found to be most successful with dual military couples is what we call lead-follow, and that in some ways, one person in the couple will have lead for the set of orders they're coming up for, and then they'll swap off for the next one, and they'll go back and forth. It tends to be one of the most successful strategies that I've seen in achieving both work and family goals. So as good military officers, it's important to be knowledgeable, communicate, set goals, have a realistic plan, and be flexible when you need to deviate from the plan. And sometimes that happens. When there's an opportunity that comes up. And sometimes those are unforeseen opportunities. Sometimes children come when children come. And so again, when you get the opportunity for dream jobs and you do get the joy of your life that enters, you should be able to flex to that. So I look forward to working with all of you today. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm followed by Janice Dombey. Thank you.